There have been different interpretations of what Tarkus represents. Edward McCann, in his book Rocking the Classics, makes an accurate summary. Tarkus can be seen to symbolize a totalitarian society. One thinks of how Big Brother crushed spirituality, individuality, and tradition in Orwell's 1984. Or equally, Tarkus can be seen to symbolize technology run amok, out of the control of its creators, visiting misery upon all it touches. Perhaps, Tarkus can even be seen to represent materialism, which poisons everything around it. None of these readings are mutually exclusive. More than non-exclusive, I would say that they complement each other. In fact, here's another interpretation based. He runs at full speed to avoid the iconoclast attack. Do you want to listen how Tarkus fires at the sky? Here it is. And how the iconoclast is shot and falls down to earth. This event marks the end of part A and beginning of B. Now Tarkus runs to find where the iconoclast. The battle goes on, and the drum solo in the end seems to signal the moment when Tarkus is stung in the eye and retreats. Note that the drum solo is preceded by the same syncopated sections that represent the attack, but this time it is the manticore who is in control, whipping the Tarkus repeatedly with his tail until he hits the target, Tarkus's only vulnerable spot, his eyes. According to Peter Ford, the form of the manticore is a six-part form with coda. However, I believe it is better interpreted as a theme and variations with an interlude. A prime. Within the context of the suite, Battlefield appears to be a reflection, a sort of debriefing of the battle that has just ended. However, given the nature of the Tarkus, its annihilation should not produce the sense of bitterness portrayed in the lyrics. Lake, or rather, the manticore, is clearly not singing to the defeated Tarkus. He would not tell him, "You talk of freedom, starving children fall." Lake is clearly talking to the listener. Both McCann and Ford argue that Battlefield